the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to AIR. Watch live and exclusive SSE Airtricity League action this month on AIR Sport.
Okay, so you are very welcome back. Today, Shane Ross, speaking in front of the Oireachtas Transport, Tourism and Sport Committee, said the sky is the limit if a bid for the 2023 Rugby World Cup is successful. Let's think about the Olympics. Sure. Now it's a realistic prospect if we build up these stadiums. So we've been talking about this all day on the station and generally pointing out how ludicrous a notion this is. But there was a text in a little bit earlier on, a tweet from Colin Bizzle. It seems funny, but this shit should make the ordinary taxpayers of this country very effing angry. And he's right. This isn't just nonsense being spouted by the people who are in charge of the sports budgets. This is what they think. And these are the people we elect to run our communities and to run our country. And this is the nonsense they're coming up with. Ewan McKenna is on the line. Ewan, you've been thinking about this for a long period of time, generally about the whole notion of countries hosting the Olympics. But you've seen firsthand in Rio the absolute devastation that the money trail has left there.
Yeah, I mean, the IOC just this week refused to put another $30-35 million to give it back to Rio to help it fill the hole which the Olympic Games has left. Rio is an odd one because you can't take the Olympic Games on its own. The country has collapsed and the Olympics were just a very small piece of that pie. But, I mean, it's got to the stage in Rio where the police were on strike. When they went back, they were out on the streets begging for toilet paper for stations where they work. Bin collection had stopped, and in a city of that heat, you can imagine what that leads to. The army are on the streets. As I say, that's not all to do with the Olympics, but I'm sure 12 billion euros or maybe more, because some was written off in other budgets, would certainly help fill that gap. The stadiums are now, we're a year on nearly, the stadiums are lying dormant. I was speaking last month to the director of the Olympics there, who told me before the Olympics that these venues were going to be used all the time. And last month he was trying to tell me there's been one volleyball tournament held, so this is great news. So to wake up this morning and hear Shane Ross kind of come out with this absolute nonsense. I didn't realise it was in a committee first when I saw the headline, and I was wondering had there been an all-night session in the Dáil Bar and some people had wandered into the media coming out of it, because, I mean, the tweet you read or the message you read there is completely correct. The more I thought about it, the more I got angry about this. Because either this is really badly misjudged grandstanding or it's complete buffoonery. I would imagine it's the latter. Now, Shane Ross was in Brazil for these Olympics, and I don't know, maybe the sight of Pat Hickey's bare arse blinded him to what is required to host an Olympics and the amount of money from taxpayers that it gobbles up, all in the name of a transfer of land and wealth from public into very wealthy private individuals. And I've been working on this piece for my column in the Sunday Business Post this weekend on the Rugby World Cup bid. And I was going through kind of some of the real figures in Ireland, the fact that there are over 7,000 homeless people in Ireland at the minute, that a new child in Dublin adds to that number every 5 hours. Yet then when you put that into the context of an Olympics, you can't house these people, yet you can build and you have the money, he thinks, for what would be apartments for 11 to 12,000 athletes. As I say, the Olympics in Rio cost the taxpayer 12 billion, maybe more. It would be more in Ireland because obviously our construction costs are much higher and we actually have worse infrastructure. Yet we have this money when at one stage this year there were 612 people without a hospital bed. 4,000 disabled kids were waiting longer than the legal requirement for initial assessments. So, I mean, for Ross to spew this nonsense, he must be absolutely living in a bubble. And to bring it back to just sport, I'll give you this one. Our investment in sport last year was 27 million. So to use that 12 billion figure, that would cost 444 years worth of the money we put into sport to host an Olympics. I mean, I don't know where the guy's mind is at.
Well, I don't think people who care about sport at all would ever come up with this kind of crap, because it doesn't make any sense if you actually think that sport is something that can nourish communities and help humans to interact with each other across a variety of issues. It could help with rural isolation. It could help with the elderly. It can help with social integration. if you believed or understood any of that, then you'd have no interest in grandstanding and you'd be nourishing the grassroots and you'd be helping coaches to learn how to coach more and you'd be helping build facilities for clubs around the country that need them, but you'd also be teaching people how to use the existing facilities.
It's baffling. I did a series for the Irish Examiner 3 or 4 years back about sport on the fringes of society, and I visited Moyross Rugby Club. I visited a girls' basketball team in Ballyfermot that could no longer afford their coach. I visited a boxing club where Kenny Egan and Bernard Dunn had trained. And to see the lack of space, the lack of funding they have for what actual sport should be about is appalling. And I mean, it's just so hard to take this at face value. I mean, it's like 1992 again when Dave Mitchell came out with this nonsense, yet managed to fund 14 committees to look into every aspect of it, many of those committees filled with his friends who were paid. It's bizarre. I mean, you look at it, he said it's a realistic prospect if we build up these stadiums. What stadiums? Are you going to put a wrestling mat in Croke Park? Like, you're going to put an umbrella over Lansdowne Road after it's converted into a velodrome? Again, Shane Ross was in Rio here during the Olympics, and he should have looked around some of the venues. They had to build 37 venues. There was a 16,000-seater stadium for basketball, 10,000 for judo, 10,000 for fencing, 15,000 for hockey, 20,000 for tennis, 12,000 for gymnastics. I mean, even one of the better facilities we have in Dublin, the swimming arena, that hosts 2,500. That would need to be closer to 20,000. I don't get it. And I know we laugh at it and a lot of people will kind of take the mick out of it all day, but it's absolutely appalling for a sports minister to come out, and it's morally bankrupt.
I think that's the main issue for me, to be honest, because, like, okay, Grant, you can have a chat and think, I wonder what it would be like or what would we need. And then you can have that conversation and have it explained. But they're the type of conversations that you have with your officials who go, well, actually, maybe you should look at the fact that the last time any host city actually made any money out of this was 1984 in LA, and that was a complete fluke because of a weird confluence of events. Everybody else has lost sometimes up to 50 billion, which is what the cost of the Olympics in Sochi was. And that's what you would expect somebody who is in charge of a government department to be capable of doing before, off the top of their heads, going, yeah, we can spend loads of taxpayers' money, even though we can't actually house the children of this country.
Well, look at his comments when the Rugby World Cup launch happened. He said that this is a tournament that's always made a profit. Yet the tournament he's basing our bid on, which the New Zealand bid, lost 25 million. And that's before we count in diplomatic costs, security costs, 17 million on festivals around that. Indeed, you'd have to question his competence, given that after the fanfare of that launch, by that evening, his own Attorney General was talking to him about how they'd have to rush through legislation past the Dáil committees because they didn't have the funding for it. I mean, it's incompetence of the highest order. And as I say, I mean, I have a problem with the Rugby World Cup, but this is small beer compared to what an Olympics would cost. The one saving grace is it'll never, ever happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, obviously, we're talking about it now and we probably shouldn't be talking about it. But actually, I think it does no harm to try and skewer these things as soon as they arise. It would have been much better if in 1992, Gay Mitchell had been beaten around the head with this notion that it would be idiotic to waste a single cent, at that point, penny of taxpayers' money, because it's impossible and it doesn't make any sense. And we don't actually need more sports facilities in this country. What we need to do is share them properly amongst all the sports groups and to entice the sports groups to share with each other so that we can have a joined up approach to getting people to participate in sport, which ultimately is what we're supposed to be doing here. Not having massive events for people to go and sit and watch or watch on TV and get fat on their couches.
Well, it made me think of that phrase, when everything else fails, there's always delusion. And had this been a one-off, maybe if he was doorstepped, had he been talking at the Rugby World Cup launch, maybe you might have put it down to a giddy excitement over potentially hosting the Rugby World Cup. As I say, I have issues with that, but that's separate. Yet this was a guy who got up this morning, has a team of people around him, is extremely well paid out of the public coffers, surely prepared for a committee meeting, and then spouts this absolute drivel. I'd love to talk to him on it. I'd love to interview him on it. And I hope some political correspondents who get the chance do put this to him in the light it deserves.
Shane Ross declined the opportunity to come on the show tonight. he was in meetings. And then we said, the show's not till 7, and they haven't got back to us since then. So neither he or anybody else who are elected representatives are available tonight to talk to us about that. The other hilarious idea was, sure, why don't we try and co-host the Commonwealth Games with Belfast? And this was Senator Fian's idea.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether I should even give this the time of day. I mean, I don't know if he was trying to. He was talking about rowing within his own former constituency. Frank Fian was a man who was elected on the basis of standing up for Roscommon General Hospital in its previous guise, and got elected on that. And then he was whipped into shape and Roscommon General Hospital was downgraded, and he didn't even have the courage to stand in the next election, or in the last election. So I'm not sure I'd pay any real attention to a senator coming out with that. But we do have delusions in Ireland, sure. I mean, people talk, even with the Rugby World Cup, they're talking about Dublin with three stadia, which will hold around 140,000 people. I mean, the hotel industry in Dublin has said there's a chronic shortage and room capacity is already well over 95%. I don't know where people are expected to stay. And then we also have this idea that Asher will just host it and everyone will want to come back. I was looking at some ads from the Ryder Cup earlier. I dragged them up and I have a couple of examples here. €20,000 for 10 nights in a 6-bed house in an exclusive estate minutes from Navan City Centre. And there was another one, €20,500 for 9 nights in this luxurious 3-bed apartment in Saggart.
Say the figure again, how much?
€20,500 for 9 nights in this luxurious 3-bed apartment in Saggart. I'd love to know how much return tourism we got from America when we rip people off like that. We just don't think things through when it comes to sporting events.
As far as I know, all those prices, no one paid them. So like the week and a couple of weeks in advance of the Ryder Cup, the prices collapsed because frankly, no one was dumb enough to pay €20,000 for a week's house in Saggart. As far as I know, the price gouging Irish were thwarted in their attempts by, you know, kind of mildly price sensitive American tourists who were like, I don't think I'm going to go to the Ryder Cup unless I can actually get some accommodation that's reasonable in price. But then I don't think the figures were amazing for that Ryder Cup in terms of the benefits anyway. We could go on all night, Ewan. And actually, I kind of disagree with you on some points about the Rugby World Cup. While I fully understand the arguments, we don't really have time to get into that right now, but maybe we'll do that again sometime soon, because I know you've been doing loads of work on it, and I think it's important that somebody hears the other side of it, apart from the pure propaganda, which is that we're going to make loads of money, when clearly that's not the case.
Yeah, it'd be an absolute pleasure. But I mean, as I say, my belief is major sporting tournaments are about a transfer of wealth. And one last thing on Shane Ross. I mean, as a politician, this is often done, and I don't know if this is the case. Was this put out there so everybody focuses on it as a smokescreen to take attention away from something else? Well, I have no idea. You'd hope so.
Yeah, maybe, because the report into the Olympic ticketing scandal isn't actually ready yet. It's with the Attorney General, and he claims he hasn't read it, which was probably the other big news line from today, which we didn't get to there. Ewan, great to talk to you again. I hope the weather in Brazil is a bit better than it is or has been here for the last while. That's Ewan McKenna.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.